find we're going to be saying all morning it's the all-new 1990 version, but actually it's pretty much like the 1980s version.
Yeah, but what we're going to do is put that 1990 label on it so it'll sound better.
Dress it up and try to pad this into something that you might actually like. It's 17 past 6 at WAVA. It's great to be back. Sunny high today, 4-5. Mm-hmm. WAVA temp now outdoors is 3-5, and I think we should recap what we did in last week.
Sure.
I don't know if I necessarily want to recap Sunday night.
I don't want to recap that. I do want to say, though, I'm happy to be back at work out of this holiday thing. I'm glad that things are back to normal now. The regular grind. It's like go to work every day, Monday through Friday. Yeah. None of this celebrating. None of this holiday
drinking.
Drinking. I don't want to do that anymore. As a matter of fact, I might forego the whole thing next year. The way I feel today, I don't want to do that. I want to go back on track.
Me either. Can you tell we had a slightly bad experience on Sunday night?
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad experience.
Well, it was overindulgence. I think that's the best word that can describe it. It was overindulgence. That was it.
Oh, man.
And
we paid for it. Oh, and I'm still paying for it. But she's still at home. I'm still paying for it.
Yeah, it's not good. And we don't condone it or recommend it.
No.
And I'm saying today that I'll never do it again.
Me too.
It's probably not true, but I'm saying that anyway.
It's been a long time. It's been like, I don't know, maybe high school since I've really had so much to drink that I threw up. I realize that this is...
You got a lot of courage to come out and say that. I did, too.
This is perhaps not the cheeriest way to start the show.
This is not a good example for some of our younger listeners.
Fresh in my mind.
You know, we had a car that was driving us around.
We had a driver.
I want to emphasize that.
We didn't drive.
We just overdid it at the Hard Rock Cafe on New Year's Eve. We overdid it quite a bit.
And it ruined... It started the first day of my 1990 personal life with my wife was a living hell. Made the 80s look like a great decade.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... The 80s were a lot better than the start of the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely. Because yesterday then I had to miss the family gathering, the big traditional New Year's Day family gathering at her brother Doug's house. I had to miss it because I was ill.
Yeah, I'm not proud of myself. I'm really not proud of myself, and I feel really awful about the whole thing. I mean, it's no way to ring in the new decade. It really isn't.
You know, the thing is, I was really feeling kind of bad about that yesterday myself, thinking as I was sitting at home alone in my robe, just gotten up at about 3 in the afternoon. And like an idiot, I get up and I go downstairs and I forget that at noon I had this conversation with my wife and that she's gone to her brother's house. I go downstairs, honey!
Yep.
Hey, Bart, where's the Bart man? And I go down to the basement and then I say, I'm all alone.
As the overindulgent party goer goes downstairs in his bathrobe in a state of total disorientation. And you're not really, you're kind of clueless as to what's going on for a while, right?
Yeah, and she was major league ticked off at me. I believe my wife still is major league ticked off at me. So if I make one resolution is that I'm never doing that again.
I think what I'm going to do is, for the 90s, become a vegetarian and just drink Yoo-hoo for the rest of my days. It was not one of the New Year's that's going to go down in history as one of the high points of my life. Not at all. It was fun. The New Year's Eve part was fun.
Yeah, it was fun till about 1 a.m. That's when my world started crumbling about an hour into the 90s.
Yeah.
This decade was like 1 hour old.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Oh, I thought you'd be awake. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, sure. 6:30.
6:20.
Okay.
See, she is still mad. You are still mad, aren't you?
I'll talk to you later. Sweetie.
Oh, boy.
You still mad at me?
Bye, bye, bye.
You say, hey.
I'm sleeping.
Okay, you still mad at me?
I don't know yet.
I can't start the 90s. I can't. This is dragging the show down now. I can't start on this show.
I am not. If you let me sleep.
Okay, he feels bad, too, Frida.
Okay.
He does.
Okay.
He still does.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Hey, why don't you want me to talk about that incidentally? There's something else that she doesn't want me to talk about, and I guess I better not talk
about it. It's a detail. It's just a detail of the New Year's celebration. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a detail. You know, you really should. There are other things you can talk about, too. I mean, you obviously did something. You had a first over the week, right?
Skiing, right? Okay, Leah, let's get off this subject.
Can you tell? I feel awful enough to talk about it. It's not helping me out at all. It's making me feel even worse.
Okay,
now.
Well, I mean, when I got up at 5 a.m. this morning, she had to wake up out of bed and like out of a dead sleep. And then right back to sleep.
Sounds like she's not mad at you.
Just put me on the wrong foot this morning.
Sounds like she's not mad at you anymore.
21 past 6, yeah, sure. WAVA good guy time. So anyway, before all this happened, things were great. Mm-hmm. Like last week, I went skiing for the very... first time ever.
I think that's great. I think that's wonderful.
We went to a place in Virginia, a resort type jobber place, and I finally on the second day, my wife says she's going to go skiing. I thought, well, I'll give it a try. Now, I've never gone skiing before.
Yeah, it's tough work.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of tough work. Mm-hmm. And I had my my ski instructor was Hans and Franz. the guy's name was Martin, and he was from Austria.
They were all
Austrians, right? So we get out there, and the guy is speaking broken English to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my wife has skied before, so he starts with my wife, and he's like, okay, very good. Now we're going to learn how to walk in the snow. The deal where you're walking up a hill where you have to kind of walk sideways.
Yeah, you sidestep up the hill.
Right. Well, my wife, of course, has skied before, so she's like doing this with her eyes closed, and he's going, oh, very good. All right, now you try, sir. Well, then here I am. I fell down like 8 times. He left me, I swear to God, for a half hour trying to climb up this hill sideways. Well, he and my wife are going down the slopes, are going down backwards and doing turns.
They shouldn't do that. If it's your first time on skis, they should stay with you.
Well, then he came back. I mean, he would come and check on me every couple of seconds.
Right.
He and my wife would be off skiing. He'd come, hey, let me go see how your dumb husband's doing. So he'd go down and say hi. So then he finally got me going, and I snowplowed, et cetera. And then actually I got the nerve to go up, not the bunny hill, but the medium hill. This is like at the end of the day.
So you went on an intermediate slope already?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm going up, and I'm being pulled up by the rope on the way up there,
You know, they don't make it too degrading for people that are starting to ski, do they? They call it the bunny slope. Would you like to go over to the bunny slope now? There you go.
So anyway, here I am. I guess I'm on the, what would come after a bunny? It would be right after
it would
a
be
bunny.
Probably an intermediate slope, and then that's a big variety of conditions.
Right.
There.
So anyway, I'm up there, and I'm thinking, I got this made, no problem. And I get going down, and suddenly I realize that I really am not too sure how to turn.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got just about everything else done except for turning.
Kind of difficult when you're heading for the tree line.
And I swear, I'm going down, and there was some ice, and I was really flying, and there was some guy who had just gotten his ski stuck and was standing, and I mean, it was like 300 yards wide, and I could not get out of this,
You couldn't make the turn, right.
I couldn't, and I got about 10 feet from him, and he's just sitting there looking, and I guess he's looking at me expecting that I'm an experienced skier, I'm going to turn.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I said, hey, well, I can't go, I can't move, and boom, right into him.
Did it hurt the guy at all?
Well, it hurt me. I guess it hurt him.
And so did you end up doing anything like parallel turns or anything?
That was my end to skiing.
Okay.
When I ran into that guy, one of the instructors came over and said, perhaps I'd had enough for the day.
Hans or Franz.
Yeah, I don't know which one it was. And then that was it. That was my great skiing experience.
So you liked it, though. You seemed positive. It was a positive experience for you.
I'd like to try it again.
It's fun.
I'd like to try it again. If I could just learn how to turn, I think I'd have it made.
I'll have my wife take you out. She's an expert skier. As a matter of fact, she learned to ski over in Austria. That's when she was in the German army over there. She
24 after 6. What else did you do? What did you do?
I had a very nice Christmas with my in-laws, and got some wonderful gifts from my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. It was a real special Christmas.
Yeah,
it's the kind of Christmas. I got a lot of those gifts that keep on giving from Rita, my mother-in-law, who really thinks the world of me, of her son-in-law, when I opened my first gift from Rita. And inside were socks and underwear. She got me socks and underwear.
How did she know?
As a matter of fact, this is probably the fifth or sixth year in a row that I've received underwear from her. It's a sort of a family tradition. And I always have to, you know, when you have to do the fake liking it. Oh, thank you so much. It was just BVDs and some very brightly colored socks that I had in there. And then the colonel gave me 24 big band classics on cassette, like Louis Armstrong and stuff. And it came in a little plastic
dolly.
It came in a very nice little plastic radio with the price up in the corner and stuff. And that was my other very nice gift that I got from my in-laws. It was very, and then we went out to this children's place where we went for dinner. We didn't know it was a children's place.
A children's place?
It was on Christmas.
It was like Chuck E. Cheese, something like
Similar. On a notch above, it's a place called the Yacht Club. And doesn't the Yacht Club sound like a place that would be sort of an adult place to go?
Right.
No, we went in.
What,
and
like video games and everything?
Yeah, it was like Chuck E. Cheese. And the children's platter was actually, the children's portion of the menu was actually larger than the other entrees they had on there. It was very nice. We had a very nice Christmas up in New Hampshire. As a matter of fact, at a ski resort. Of course, you know, I also did the skiing thing.
Yeah, now how long have you been skiing?
I've been, this was my fourth time total skiing with my wife, and she's taught me how to ski. As a matter of fact, she could teach you. She's an excellent teacher.
Yeah, my wife, when I was still happily married, as a matter of fact, on Sunday night, my wife was talking to you about possibly getting together.
Yeah, well, my wife uses the Austrian stormtrooper method of teaching. You will do it, and you will do it right. But I had a good time, but I had to, when you're a big man, and you weigh well over over 200 pounds. You do, when you fall, it is not a pleasant experience. And I fell probably, I counted, I probably fell about 9 or 10 times. And I was skiing for 4 days in a row, so 9 or 10 times. And at one point I destroyed, they have on the ski, for anybody that doesn't ski, what's called a binding, which is what you put your ski boot in.
Right.
This thing, it just pulverized when I fell one time, and there were pieces of plastic all around. And I had to walk probably close to 400 or 500 yards from the midpoint of the mountain all the way down. And that's when you feel like the total jerk, the total dweeb. You're carrying your skis. And people don't think that you're doing that because your skis don't work. They think you're doing that because you're just a wuss and you don't want to ski down the mountain.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, that's where I finally broke it off with Hans and Franz when it came to this part about learning how to walk, the sideways walking thing, which I couldn't seem to master.
Yeah.
I finally said, listen, if I want to, I'll just take the skis off and carry them and walk up the hill. Now, that to me seems like a logical solution.
Sure it is.
Why should I have to learn how to do that sideways walk? Just take them off and walk them.
See, they'll tell you that when you fall, you can't take your skis off. You have to get up with your skis on, which, another thing, as a big man, is one of the most difficult things for me to do, to actually get up in the skis. I can't do it, especially if I'm on a flat surface. I can't. I can't physically get myself up on the skis. It's impossible for me to do that, so I take the ski boots off, and my wife gives me a hard time about that. But skiing's great exercise. I'm sure you felt it in your legs after you got
I felt it in my whole body.
I don't know which was more fun, destroying my skis when I fell or getting the underwear for Christmas. I don't know which one was the high point for me, but it was another one of my famous vacations.
Well, I actually had a great Christmas. Up until Sunday night, my life was just going along swimmingly.
My wife
got me a great present for Christmas.
That is a great gift.
You know, I went downstairs on Christmas morning, down in the basement, in the playroom downstairs. She got me a real Ms. Pac-Man.
Unbelievable gift.
I mean, a real one.
And you were what, the California state champion of Pac-Man? You were, weren't you?
Disney World, yes.
Disney World.
Disneyland.
Disneyland champion.
Disneyland,
Southern
California.
Did you get like a big prize and a plaque and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
And Bart's displaying a skill for that game, too, so it'll be sort of like a father's son thing, like the Howes.
It's a genetic thing. Oh, like Gordie Howe?
Like Gordie Howe, passing on his ability to his sons. It's kind of neat.
I know, it's stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
And it's stupid when I tell people.
I think it looks great in your little playroom now.
Tell people, what'd you get for Christmas? And, hey, my wife's the greatest. She got me a Pac-Man machine. And they go, oh, what, for your computer? No. She got me a Pac-Man machine.
I mean,
it's a used one. I guess you can go buy these things.
You can. And it looks neat. I think it's kind of decorative. It looks like something that should be in a playroom, in a family room. I'm not giving you a hard time.
And I was the champion, okay?
You were.
I still have the trophy. Yeah, 1982.
Did they give you a trophy?
Southern California Ms. Pac-Man champion. Yeah.
And a certificate, too? Did they give you a certificate?
Yeah, and $100, something like that, at Disneyland.
Don't you have like a record that hasn't been broken? Don't you? I'm just asking.
Okay, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. 228,000.
228,000, which is an incredible score.
That was like 14 screens.
That's when you have to eat a lot of those little pieces.
I'm pretty proud of it. It's 29 past 6. You're at WAVA. Hey, Frank!
Frank!
Frank, has your wife had that baby yet?
I don't know. She looked like she was still pregnant at the
New Year's Eve
party.
Sunday night. You're right.
She's still really pregnant. Yesterday, we had a little bit of a scare. We almost thought... Yesterday it was going to be time, but then no baby.
Did you do anything athletic like ski over your vacation at all? Or?
Oh, what are you kidding?
What did you do besides coming into work like almost every day?
No, I came into work one day.
Oh, now Al Goodman told me that you came in almost every day.
That's not so. One day my family wanted a tour. Actually, my wife's family.
Well, hold on, let's find out. Let's give Al the very first wake-up call of the night.
Good. It's a little late. I would have preferred to call him at about 6:15, but he's still sound asleep. You can rest assured.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, where was he Sunday night? He never showed up.
Yeah.
He never showed up at the Hard Rock.
When he gets the bill that you sent him.
You sent him a bill?
I sent him a bill.
Didn't you?
No.
Somebody did. Don't tell him. I'll find out soon enough.
So, would you come in for a meeting last week?
Yeah. I was trying to...
Hi, Al.
Happy New Year!
Al, it's our first call of the 90s.
Happy New Year, and I guess they're back.
Hey, Al.
Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, Al.
Yeah. Frank was just telling me that you might be getting a bill from the Hard Rock Cafe that I supposedly signed off on. And I just wanted to let you know that. I'm not sure how much it's for, though.
All right, we'll see you later, Al. Bye-bye, Al.
It's about $1,000.
Bye, Al.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Leave him hanging now. So anyway, Frank, about coming in last week. So you brought your whole family in?
Well, my wife's family. She had her brother in from Florida. And
aren't people depressed when they come take a... I would never bring anybody to come see this place.
It really ruined it for them. They really had this image, of a big fancy radio station. So we brought them in for the tour, and they just were like, oh, wow.
So I take them to a gas station men's room. I mean, it's not anything real special here,
So When is the due date now for Jerry?
Well, the doctor, we went to the doctor the morning after the WAVA Christmas party.
Yeah.
And the doctor said...
Yeah, I told your wife I was qualified to deliver that baby on Sunday night.
I understand. Well, we foolishly went to our own doctor anyway. And they now say that the January 4th due date might be a tad optimistic and to push it back yet another week. So now we're looking at like January 11th.
It's going to be a big baby, I think.
Yeah, so now if it were close, if they would have stuck to that January 4th date, I would have induced labor or something before New Year's. But I figure more than a week, all right, that's it. I'll just eat the $2,000 tax deduction, which, by the way, has been increased. Thank you very much. I did get my Form 1040 in the mail.
All right. You do your own taxes, don't you?
No, actually,
You go to H&R Block or anything like that?
I try to do them, you know, if I can.
No, come on, you do them, Frank. Don't be ashamed of it. You do it. We know that you do it. Hey, listen, from now on, whenever we get a good phone call, someone start doing headbutts. This is the idea I had. Yeah. You ready? Like, we go.
All right. All right, here we go.
Come on, Frank, give me a headbutt.
Right,
give me a headbutt.
On the count of three. One, two, three. There we go.
Headbutt. So that's just going to be like our silent way whenever we get a phone call that we like or something. We'll just butt heads, okay?
Headbutt!
It's 6:32 at WAVA. So I guess we'll talk to Jerry later this morning, Frank. That was my point here, and get this whole baby thing happening with a big promotion. And Frank, one more thing.
Hello.
You know, there's nothing I hate more than being on vacation and seeing something that I want to talk about on the radio, and I've saved this one for a whole week. Chuck Berry
yes!
put a video camera in a ladies' restroom of a restaurant that he owns.
Johnny, big
accusation. Now he says he didn't, but I mean, come on.
No, I'm sure he did. Come on, headbutt for Chuck.
Yes.
Yeah. And I got one more.
I'm bleeding.
When is that dumb Shadow Stevens TV show starting?
I'll have to check my listings, but it's definitely this week.
What's the name of it?
Loose Cannon.
Loose Cannon.
Yeah, meaning he's just the real tough guy. He, what a terrible actor, too.
I just had a ponytail. And a ponytail. And a ponytail.
I just saw the clip, you know, the clip where he's got all these great lines that he can't deliver. It's just wonderful.
That guy's an idiot. And War of the Roses, last item. Saw it, loved it.
Oh,
absolutely.
Good.
I mean, not kind of liked it. Absolutely.
Pretty funny.
Loved it.
When she says, when he says, come on, hit me. Come on, hit me. Boom, she hits him. I loved it.
Come on, headbutt for War of the Roses.
Yes. All right.
Headbutt for Danny DeVito. Headbutt for Michael Douglas.
All
headbutt for Kathleen Turner.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Good stuff. 6:34.
Headbutt. WAVA. We'll be right back.